When it comes to penguins, there are a few black and white rules. See what I did there? Black and white rules. They enjoy formal wear. They look funny when they walk. If animated movies are to be believed, they enjoy tap dancing and surfing. And they come from the coldest place on Earth. But the thing is, the only black and white rule in nature is that there are no black and white rules. Obviously, penguins don't actually enjoy formal wear or surfing or tap dancing, and the funny walking is in the eye of the beholder. Also, penguins aren't originally from the coldest place on Earth. New research has revealed where they originated, and it's a much warmer place than you'd expect. Turns out, they're Australian. If you're like many people, the Antarctic-dwelling emperor penguin is probably the first penguin that comes to mind whenever you think about these flightless birds. If you've never imagined that the beloved emperor penguin might have Australian roots, you've clearly never seen Happy Feet, which featured at least 10 Australian voice actors, so you know, that should have been your first clue. But you've probably also seen video of emperor penguins huddled together, weathering Antarctic temperatures that can reach 40 below. That's such an iconic image that it's kind of what we think all penguins look like and live like. To the point that many scientists believed that penguins evolved in Antarctica and spread throughout the southern hemisphere from there. Which does make a kind of logical sense. I mean, it's easy to imagine why creatures subjected to those kinds of daily temperatures would eventually go, "We're freezing! Let's get out of here." But recent research seems to disprove the penguin's Antarctic origin story. In 2020, researchers sequenced the genomes of all living penguin species and found evidence that it was the other way around. Penguins evolved in moderate temperatures, and from there spread into the colder habitats we associate them with today. Or at least most of them did. There are some that moved to even warmer waters, like the Galapagos penguins, but overall, the evidence supports that penguins started in the middle and branched out from there. To arrive at this conclusion, researchers first had to sequence the genomes of 22 individual penguins from 18 different species. The genetic differences between species helped them determine which were more closely related and the order in which they diverged from each other. And when the researchers compared their penguin family tree to the fossil record, their predictions seemed to line up pretty well. They found that the species that diverged earliest were living in Australia and New Zealand just over 20 million years ago during the early Miocene. In that place, at that time, water temperatures maxed out at around 9 degrees Celsius. That's similar to today's temperatures in sub-Antarctic waters. As a reference point, today average January sea surface temperatures in the Falkland Islands, which is home to 5 different penguin species, are around 9 degrees Celsius. So, in other words, penguins evolved in sort of mid-range temperatures, at least compared to average Antarctic temperatures. The researchers were also able to follow the genetic changes responsible for cold tolerance and deep diving, adaptations that Antarctic species like the emperor penguin have developed to help them survive in the cold south. These adaptations correspond with changes to the Antarctic Circumpolar Current, or ACC, the ocean current that flows clockwise around Antarctica. About 11 million years ago, the ACC became stronger and faster. And because the ACC is super cold, the species that followed it needed to develop adaptations that helped them tolerate colder waters, use oxygen more efficiently, and access food in deeper parts of the ocean. These adaptations made it possible for species like the emperor penguin to colonize the otherwise inhospitable Antarctic continent. A stronger ACC, along with other north-flowing currents like the Humboldt Current and Benguela Current, also helped slingshot penguins around the southern hemisphere, allowing them to colonize Africa and South America. So there are penguins that do indeed love the cold, but there are also penguins who like it hot. And there are some penguins who prefer temperatures somewhere in the middle. For example, the southern rockhopper penguins, which breed on the Falkland Islands, still prefer those moderate sea surface temperatures of around 9 degrees Celsius. Other penguins, like the northern rockhopper and the Fiordland penguin, like even warmer sea surface temperatures of up to 17 degrees Celsius. At one extreme, emperor penguins can tolerate temperatures of 40 below and are perfectly happy swimming in water that's roughly negative 2 degrees Celsius. And at the other extreme, the Galapagos penguin prefers to swim in toasty 27 degrees Celsius waters. The ancestors of these heat-loving penguins may have ended up in the Galapagos during the last glacial maximum, when sea ice and cold currents drifted north. As temperatures warmed, the penguins just stuck around and adapted to those warmer conditions. So even though popular culture tends to favor the tall, cold-loving, tap-dancing penguins of the far south, these birds don't speak for all penguin kind. In fact, cold-adapted penguins like the emperor penguin and the king penguin are actually distant relatives of all other penguins. So while nothing about penguins is truly black and white, fun fact, blue penguins are actually blue and white, the genetic evidence has at least helped remove some of the disagreement about where they evolved and how some of them ended up in the coldest part of the world. But until there's similar research into funny walks and formal wear, we're at least free to disagree about all those other black and white qualities of the world's favorite flightless bird. What do you mean Warner Brothers isn't going to let us use the Happy Feet footage? Have you called the Surf's Up people instead? Okay, listen, we mentioned tap dancing penguins like 6 times in this script. We have to show them something. Can you get me a penguin costume? I will tap dance. No, I've never taken tap dance lessons. How hard could it be?